It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Looks like we have our first look at the next wave of Super 7 G.I. Joe Ultimates. Wow! A cheeky early leak of the latest Super 7 G.I. Joe Ultimates has emerged, courtesy of some product images for the next four figures. As expected, albeit not in the way the previous official teaser led us to believe, we have Zartan, Gung-Ho, Stalker, and the Baroness in a classic black uniform. Each figure comes with accessories homaging the comic, original toys and cartoon, heavier on the Sunbow elements once again, and even though we had predicted Zartan based on the Cobra in a Basket accessory tease from last week, that actual accessory comes with the Baroness. Zartan is certainly a little light on homage accessories, but he does come with a few nods to the cartoon. I was a little disappointed that he didn't get his original toy mask as an accessory here, but they have cut down since the first few waves in that regard in general, so it's not surprising. No sign of a gem of that size, which I assume could be used for a future release of Wintercoat Zartan from the movie, or just give it to Pythona, of course. Either way, he gets a few variant heads, and one more I was surprised not to see was that very scared and hilarious face he pulls in Countdown for Zartan, because we do get the watch and bomb from that episode in here. In any case, he comes with the three heads, default closed mouth, one showing teeth and the other fully open, a laser rifle from the cartoon, two pistols, one cartoon, one toy homage, four sets of variant hands, a knife, and the bomb and watch from Countdown for Zartan. Gung-Ho is another beauty. He comes with three heads, the default stern-looking one, headband, and happy. I can't recall which episode he wears the headband, but I'm sure someone will know in the comments. There's always one addition in the accessory loadout that stumps me for a while. Anyway, he also comes with some very fun homage accessories like the green gloves and crystal from Captives of Cobra, his classic backpack, a few more different hands, his classic grenade launcher, and an M16 cartoon rifle. I have to say, I was surprised not to see that melted Sunbow rifle, as that seems to be synonymous with the character, but you could always take one from any other character so far and just melt it on a radiator. I'm kidding, of course. Don't do that. My favourite accessory, however, is the mini Wolverine, when he ruins the fake surrender recording in the Mass device when he picks up one of the models in the background of Stalker's shot. Speaking of Stalker, this is another home run. He gets most of the items from that first Sunbow intro, the jetpack, the bomb, the Sunbow rifle. There you go, just melt that one. He gets a number of rifles actually, the classic toy and cartoon M16. The canteen is a nice touch as that is on the back of his belt in a number of scenes, but most notably the Mass device. Looks like the walkie-talkie thingy is the same as the one Duke came with from the Mass device as well. I believe the binoculars show up in the same miniseries, but not entirely sure on that one. He also gets the obligatory default stern, happy and angry heads. Finally, we have the second version of Baroness so far in the line. She is the first character to have multiple versions in the G.I. Joe Ultimates, and boy did they do a great job here as well. The three heads are all pretty great. We have a default stern looking one, a pilot helmet version from Revenge of Cobra, and a flowing hair evil smiley one that looks like any one of those scenes where she is giving the hair the old flick, like Eau de Cobra, or that scene in the movie where she removes her helmet disguise and can't stop laughing out loud for some reason. Two rifles, one from her original figure and the other from the cartoon, the perfume from Eau de Cobra, the Conch of the Sirens from the Spell of the Siren episode, the Great Seal of Alaska from the Great Alaskan Land Rush, and the camera she uses as a laser blaster at the beginning of that same episode. I do hope it extends. Of course, she gets the Cobra in a Basket from last week's teaser, and a grenade that I just can't work out yet, but I'm sure one of you will know. Throw in a ton of hand options, and there you have it. Each of the four figures look fantastic, and all in all, create a pretty superb wave. Lots of heavy hitters from the cartoon here, so now we can start speculating on the next one. According to sources, the pre-orders are going up tomorrow, along with the official reveal, of course, so keep it locked for any updates. If there is any other information, I will try to do a follow-up news burst. Otherwise, just keep an eye on our socials for the shares and links, etc. Anyway, what do you guys think? Enjoying this wave? What episodes were some of those accessories from that stumped me? Who else do you want to see in the Ultimates line? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, we will be back with an actual ton of unboxing videos, more of those fun name only reveal deep dives for Quick Kick, Big Boa and Mutton Junkyard, as well as more news, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.